One of the most important messages working people are likely to hear on this Labor Day is a very old one, Karl Marx's plea for workers to unite across national boundaries. Though first voiced 160 years ago, Workers of the World Unite is a valuable guideline for today's workers. Government policies in the United States and elsewhere have allowed corporate employers to shift operations to poor countries, where workers are paid poorly and have few rights. At the same time, there's been a flood of cheap labor into the U.S. from poorer countries. That has helped hold down the pay of American workers and has kept many from gaining broader rights and better working conditions. What it amounts to is that powerful multinational corporations are able to keep pay and working conditions at low levels by playing one country's workforce off against another country's workforces. Workers need to develop international standards for the treatment of workers everywhere and jointly demand that they be incorporated into trade agreements. And workers employed by the same corporate employers in different parts of the world need to organize workers jointly, make the same demands for decent conditions wherever the workers are employed, and enforce the demands jointly by strikes, boycotts, and other actions if necessary. Well, steps toward globalization of labor by those and other means have already begun. Unions, for example, have put together an international coalition representing more than 150 million workers in more than 150 countries to work out joint strategies. Also recently, the world's first global union was formed through an alliance between America's United Steelworkers Union and UNITE, Great Britain's largest union. The two unions' leaders will develop and coordinate common policy and collective bargaining strategies for some 3 million of the two unions' members in the U.S., Canada, Britain, and the Irish Republic. You can expect more joint action in the near future, more workers of the world uniting. For as President Andy Stern of the pace-setting Service Employees Unions notes, Karl Marx's message of unity isn't ideological anymore. It's practical. With Perspective, this is Dick Meister.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.